Very much.
Yes, indeed. Next case, please.
The next case is 11,988 Douglas A. and Patricia S. Keller seeking variances from the front yard setbacks, sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the southeast side of West Virginia Avenue, approximately 242 feet northeast of North Bay Shore Drive, Route 16B. The 911 address is 1 West Virginia Avenue, Broadkill Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 235, map 4.13, parcel 41. We received one letter of support, no letters of opposition, and one mail return. The letter of support came from Mr. Robert Smith of Broadkill Beach, 6 West Virginia Avenue, Milton, and he stated that he has no opposition to this request for a variance and recommends that it be approved. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 16.5 and a 19.5 foot variances from the front yard setback.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Douglas A. Keller, 114 Deer Creek Crossing, Kent Square, Virginia.
Thank you. Can you state your name and address for the record? You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weideman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicants, Douglas and Patricia Keller. They have proposed to construct a dwelling on real property located at 1 West Virginia Avenue, Broadkill Beach, Sussex County, Delaware. In order to do so, they have requested two variances from the front yard setback requirement this evening. We have submitted exhibit booklets for your consideration. They were submitted sometime last week. Those exhibit booklets include copies of the application itself, the written submission of the applicants, the deed, which is dated May 23, 1996, site evaluation plot, boundary survey, preliminary plans for the proposed dwelling, if approved, septic permit, and then there are excerpts of minutes from hearings where similar variances in close proximity to this property were approved. Mr. and Mrs. Keller are also, of course, in attendance this evening to answer any questions that the board may have. This property is currently improved with an existing non-conforming dwelling. It was built in approximately 1960 or earlier. There's also a non-conforming shed on the property. The existing dwelling has a front yard setback of 9 feet for the structure and 3.7 feet for the stairs. The applicants have proposed to replace the existing dwelling with a new dwelling. However, again, in order to do so, it's necessary to obtain a 16.5 foot variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet for the proposed dwelling and a 19.5 foot variance for the stairs. The Kellers do intend to remove the shed once the septic system is installed, so we're not seeking a variance for the shed this evening. This property is located in the MR district. It is unique. It is an L-shaped double lot. It consists of approximately 8,000 square feet of land, and it abuts the Delaware Bay. Despite being located in close proximity to the bay and in zone VE13, according to the coastal flood map as determined by FEMA, the existing dwelling has living space that is ground level and even has a basement. The existing dwelling is also seaward of the Denrec building restriction line, and it is grandfathered as an existing non-conforming structure. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to such uniqueness of the property. It's not due to circumstances or conditions that are generally created by the zoning code in this neighborhood or district in which the property is located. Again, the Kellers have proposed to replace the existing dwelling with a structure that will minimize potential flooding from potential damage from storms and flooding. Due to the Denrec regulations, the buildable area of this property is significantly limited. Notwithstanding, the Kellers are proposing to construct a dwelling that will comply with the side yard as well as the rear yard setback requirements, and will also reduce the existing encroachment into the front yard setback. The dwelling that's being proposed shall have a front yard setback of 13.5 feet for the structure and 10.5 for the stairs. It'll be placed on pilings. We'll have a second floor entrance that will allow all of the living areas to be located above ground in order to minimize potential damage from storms and flooding. The parking will be ground level, which shall remain a natural sandy area and shall not be improved. Again, the existing shed shall be removed when a new septic system is installed, and they have received their septic permit. It's one of the exhibits in your exhibit booklet. That was obtained on May 2nd of this year. As a result of the physical circumstances or conditions of this property, there's no possibility that it can be developed in strict conformity with the zoning code at this point. Variances are therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Although the Kellers have had the opportunity to enjoy the use of the property since their purchase in 1996, again, the existing dwelling sits at ground level. The new dune, which was constructed by the Army Corps of Engineers, the Weeks Marine, as part of the Delaware River dredging project, now completely blocks their view of the Delaware Bay. In addition, you know, they've recognized the need to construct a home that will minimize the dwelling's exposure as a result of storms and flooding. So due to the uniqueness of the property, it is necessary to obtain variances in order to construct a new dwelling. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the Kellers. They purchased the property on May 23rd of 1996 with the existing dwelling as well as the shed. Again, the dwelling was built in or around 1960. They did not construct the dwelling, nor did they have any control over the size of the lot. And although the property is technically a double lot, consists of approximately 8,000 square feet of land, due to its location and the DENREC regulations, again, the buildable area is very limited. So in order for the applicants to accomplish their goal of rebuilding their home, it is necessary to obtain variances from the front yard setback requirement. The variances, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located, will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. The Kellers are unaware of any complaints made as a result of the location of the existing dwelling, and the proposed dwelling will actually reduce the existing encroachment. In addition, many of the surrounding lots do not comply with the current setback requirements and have received variances as well. Parcels 40 and 110, you can't see it on that map there. There is an excerpt from the tax map in your exhibit booklet. Actually, it's not in there. There are several properties. So the one across the street.
The one right behind us and the one across the street from
The minutes from the board hearings where those variances were approved are included in the exhibit booklets for your consideration. But there are several parcels in that area, parcels 40, 110, parcel 28. And again, although the Kellers are seeking to construct a new dwelling, they are intending to comply with the rear and the side yard setback requirements and also reduce the current encroachment into the front yard. Therefore, the variances, if authorized, do represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents least modification of the regulations in issue. And at this point in time, I'd like to invite the Kellers to come to the podium to address the board. And you have heard the representations that I have made to the board on your behalf this evening?
Yes.
Do you believe those representations to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Do you have any additional information that you would like the board to consider as far as this request is concerned?
No, but we're happy to answer any questions.
Okay.
For those reasons.
Actually, I do have one thing I'd like to bring up.
Of course.
The house directly behind ours is the one that would probably benefit the most by these variances, because if we were not allowed the variances and needed to build this one right here.
Yeah, this house here.
This house right here. if we stay where we are, which is what we're requesting to do, that would keep us from being in front of and blocking their view.
But that isn't a reason to grant a variance.
No, I'm just saying that it is another thing that we had thought about was the fact that it would let us be good neighbors. Mm-hmm. It's also the only thing the Denrec will probably let us do, but, which is more important, but just...
Right.
Okay. All right. I think we'll see if we have any questions. Ms. McGee, I'm going to start with you. Or
I don't have any right this minute.
All righty. Thank you. Mr. Wortman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Again, then no questions.
No, I think
Mr. Chuck
did a good job.
Is the edge of paving from West Virginia Avenue, I presume it does not go to the front property line. Is that correct, Ms. Burton?
Turning to the survey here.
You're doing very well with that one hand.
Yeah, so.
I know.
What do you mean?
It's turning to the survey.
Very well.
It is in this document.
I was looking at the septic site plan. It looked like that driveway kind of stuck out a little bit, which made me think that West Virginia Avenue did not go all the way to the property line.
So he's talking about this here. Because your property line is here.
Okay, I guess that's the case. I mean,
And the deck that's shown is not their deck either.
That's not a deck. No, that's the bench at the end of the street.
And looking at the septic site plan, it also looks to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the proposed septic system would actually take up a pretty large portion of the building envelope. Is that correct?
It would take up that whole. This lot is actually a double lot that is a full lot, and then the rear 60% of the adjacent lot, which makes it an L as opposed to a full lot. That 60% is pretty much all going to be taken up.
And Denrec wanted the septic system to be on the back half of these lots so that.
Can you make sure you step near the mic?
Pardon?
You just be closer to the mic when you speak.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yes. We have a recording, so it's sometimes hard when people
are Denrec wanted the septic system on the back end of the lot, so it either had to be over on the right side or where the house is now.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
So they told you where they had to be at, towards where you had to put your home at or septic system?
Yes.
Okay. And you did your home because you didn't want to block the view of the other people either.
Well, and also because the way the lot is shaped. Mm-hmm. It's the only way that made sense that met the Denrec requirements.
Okay.
They're trying to keep everything as far back from the bay as possible.
That's understandable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here? Yes. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I think, as always, Mrs. Burton presents a very thorough case in addressing the standards.
Yes, very well.
I think she is. I'm convinced that through the demonstration that there is a uniqueness to the property, mm-hmm. other than the obvious, of it being L-shaped, and the fact that because of Denrec requirements and so forth, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I think also that she has shown that the situation has not been created by the applicant, won't be detrimental to public welfare, alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it, or it, and I believe it is, a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,988.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 11,988. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,988 is approved.